So today we start the season of Lent. And as we begin this season, we mark it with the use of ashes. But why is that? Why do we put ashes on our heads? I mean, couldn't we start the season in some other way? You know, maybe something that's not as dirty. And what do these ashes mean anyway? Why do we do this? Well, ashes are a sign of sorrow for sins, a sign of repentance, a sign of pleading for God's mercy. We see this in sacred scripture in many places. Two of them, for example, would be in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, and 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 47. But there are many others as well. And in these passages, these ashes that they put on their heads are a sign of the interior conversion, that sorrow for sin, that repentance, that desire for God's mercy and pleading for it. It's a visible sign of that interior conversion, of return to the Lord our God, as we heard about in our first reading. We know that we are called to be reconciled to God, as we heard in our second reading. Receiving ashes at the beginning of Lent reminds us that we should not wait until later to pursue a life of holiness, but rather, now is a very acceptable time. Now is the time for a deeper conversion, to refocus on that relationship with the Lord. To have this conversion of heart during the season of Lent helps us to make more room for Christ to enter in more fully into our hearts, and for us to have an even greater joy possible at the coming of Easter when we celebrate his resurrection. Receiving ashes today is a form of communal penance. This practice is found among Catholics all over the world. We are journeying through Lent together as members of this mystical body of Christ that is the Church. At baptism and confirmation, our foreheads are marked with the sign of the cross. These sacraments of initiation, along with the Eucharist, complete our membership in the Church. And through these sacraments, we are adopted children of God. We are claimed for Christ and marked for mission. We are soldiers and ambassadors for Christ. Every Ash Wednesday, we are reminded by these ashes on our heads that we serve Christ, united and supported by each other. And we recommit ourselves to Him. But ashes are also a reminder of our mortality. None of us will live forever in our current way of life, our current form of life. Ashes remind us that we came from dust, and to dust we shall return. But we also know that Jesus Christ conquered death, and that death doesn't have the final word. That if we repent and believe in the gospel, then we will enjoy the resurrection that Jesus Christ himself had at Easter, will be shared with all of us at the end of time. Knowing that we will all eventually die helps us to be focused on how we ought to be living our lives here and now, to aim for that union with Christ, that goal of heaven. And so, yes, they remind us of death, but also the ashes remind us of Christ's victory over death and the resurrection of the dead that is to come. When we see ashes on each other, we are reminded not only that Lent has begun, not only the call to repentance and conversion, not only that we are united as members in the Church in service of Christ, but also that we will all die one day and that we should be ready for that by living a life for Him rightly here and now so that we can be with God forever in heaven. So let us live for the Lord now and die to our sinfulness so that we can have eternal life. And let us prepare to receive not only the blessed ashes, but also the pledge of eternal life that is Jesus Christ Himself in the most holy Eucharist.